Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Nordstrand man who fled the scene of a crash is facing multiple charges. According to the criminal complaint, Faribault police were dispatched to a crash at the intersection of 7th Street Northwest in Lindale on Sunday. A Ford pickup and a silver van had collided. The truck, with three women in it, was inoperable. They told officers the two men in the van both fled the scene immediately. The van smelled of marijuana. Inside was a backpack with a wallet identifying 32-year-old Jesse Jeremy Brewley. Also inside were numerous narcotics, including methamphetamine, oxycodone pills, nearly a gram of heroin, almost 7 grams of marijuana, a number of prescription pills, and $900 in cash. Brewley, identified as the driver, had a revoked license. He was found in the Burger King parking lot 3 hours later. He's charged with third-degree drug sale, felony fifth-degree controlled substance, driving after revocation, and fleeing the scene. Bail was set at $30,000 with conditions. His first court appearance is October 16th. The city of Northfield had a utility rate study done by Springstead and Associates. Patty Kettles presented to council last night at their work session. There are four funds: water, sewer, garbage, and stormwater. Kettle estimates a 2 to 6% increase in costs of operation. As for the rate increases to users, she suggested
1% annually in the water, 1% annually in the sewer, 4% annually in the storm, and then 0% in the garbage.
Administrator Ben Mardig said this morning,
"We're going to be looking at over the next 5 years, the sanitary sewer fund is about a 1.75% increase in rate. We got storm sewer that's proposed to go up 5% per year. Now, on that one, we've been seeing 6%, so it's a slightly less than what we've been seeing for increase. And then water fund, we have about a 1% increase the fund, and then the garbage doesn't have any impact at this time."
He said that all translates to about a dollar increase per month. That includes wastewater treatment plant upgrades. He said the stormwater fund increase is due to more regulations for water quality requirements, including more stormwater ponds and their maintenance. This will go back to council for adoption next week. Mardig's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. He also talked about the city's tax levy. The preliminary levy was set last month at 7%. That number can go down before final adoption in December. One critical area of increase in the budget that's been suggested is for the police department, adding an investigator and a patrol officer. We'll have more on that tomorrow. And it's no surprise that Northfield schools are all about getting kids reading proficiently by the third grade. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman said this year they're implementing a new reading curriculum in the three elementary schools. So far, he says, there's been a lot of positive comments. After reading a book with the children, the students participate in an activity called Think, Pair, Share.
They turn to a partner and they talk about what they just heard based on the questions that the teacher has shared. So not only are they getting this really great reading instruction, they're also having a chance to improve their comprehension skills all the way along, which we know is so important.
This is a daily 90-minute curriculum. The child can choose any book, allowing them to learn at their best level. Hellman said they'll survey again in November. And a reminder, in anticipation of the $41 million school referendum, tours of Greenvale Park are set for this Saturday morning from 10 to 11:30 and on October 29th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.